Yes, sir, we're ready to get started. The Honorable Mr. Johnson, I believe, will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your name, your ADC number for us, for the record, please?
Bradley Harcourt, 29661.
Sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle and to my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair, and to my left is the Honorable David Neal. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair. Sir, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a form notifying you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay. Sir, I'd also like to introduce you to Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, we'll determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Sir, we're going to start out at phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, and I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, the allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2230 Schaefer Circle, Mojave Valley, Arizona, on or about April 24, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officers. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All righty, so based on the admission of Mr. Harcourt, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into federal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we'll come back to you, Mr. Harcourt, and get some additional information or any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Westby.
January 24th, 2017, Mr. Harcourt was released from DOC. He was arrested November 16th, 2017 by Bullhead City PD on a new misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass and also criminal damage. He was back in DOC custody on November 20th, 2017 with an adjusted CCD of May 18th, 2018, which reflects 206 abscondes. His current conviction, 2014, burglary, first degree, 4 years. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. Gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Arizona Village Criminal Street Gang. There are no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2008, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2010, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. And all other arrests were dismissed. He has a community risk score of G4B4, and I do have status of charges. I received an email from Officer Lister dated December 21st, 2017, that states that talked with the Mojave County Prosecutor's Office, who advised that the charges for criminal damage and criminal trespass are still pending.
Okay. Mr. Arcot, I'm going to go over some information with you there, and I'm going to get any information. I see that when you were released to stay with your father, Mr. James Arcot, at that address, 2230 Safer Circle in Mojave Valley. Why did you leave your father's place, sir?
I don't know. I don't have any excuses in me. I
was going to think right. Okay. So, were you working during that period of time?
No.
No. Okay. It says that you were saved for counseling for substance abuse and anger management treatment. You reported to be compliant with your treatment until April 24, 2017, when you stopped attending the meetings. Why did you stop attending the meetings, sir?
Around the same time that I was
scounded,
my mind wasn't right. It wasn't
thinking
straight.
So when you say your mind wasn't right, sir, what does that mean? Did you just relapse, or what happened?
Yeah.
See, I see when you you took the UAs, you originally test was negative in March. And then you had on March 9th, you tested positive for marijuana, and then after that, you didn't produce any more urine specimens. Is that right?
Yes.
So, sir, during that period of time, while you were out, what were you doing? While you were in absconding, what were you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing, no working? Were you still doing drugs or what, sir?
No, I wasn't working, nothing.
Where were you staying at?
From house to house, wherever I could.
Mm-hmm. So what led up to the incident with Bullhead City for the trespassing and criminal damage?
Well, they tried pulling me over and then I got out and started running.
Okay. So that's what the trespass and criminal damage.
I jumped the fence. Jumped the fence. And I got caught in the yard.
Okay. So, sir, is there anything that you want to say to the board, Mr. Hercott?
No.
Okay. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Same questions coming from the board, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. At that time, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. I just want to check one more time to see if there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself.
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is now going to go into discussion, sir. I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. However, I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board is in discussion. We'll come back with you when we make a decision as to whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. The board is now in discussion. Apparently, Mr. Harcourt, absconded for 206 days. It's kind of different since this was his first time being incarcerated for burglary, and he did test positive for marijuana. I don't know what he was doing in those other 206 days. He said he was living from place to place wherever he could actually sleep at, and he just said he was having a hard time, or he just messed up while he was out there. And no real explanation of what to do. I think he's just having a hard time really coping with completing his community supervision. And because of that, he was staying with his dad, and no real reason for why he left his dad's residence. He was doing good with his first UA that he took. Was negative, and then after that, it was positive for marijuana. Then after that, he didn't show up or test anymore during that period of time while he was out and incarcerated. So he will be released on May 18th of 2018. I think that it's going to be best that Mr. Harcourt remain incarcerated, and hopefully he can get into some programs, come up with a plan so that when he gets out, that he'll be a productive and successful citizen, and we don't have to worry about him having any negative contacts with law enforcement or coming back before this board again.
I agree, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Harcourt. by whom he was delinquent, violated terms, conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as he was an absconder for 206 days, and he had tested positive for marijuana.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Harcourt, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on May 18th of 2018, sir. Hopefully during that period of time while you're incarcerated, you'll get in some programs. Come up with a plan so that when you are released, sir, that you'll be a productive citizen. You won't have any negative contacts with law enforcement, or you won't have to come back before this board again, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Would you put the CO3 back on, sir?